on today's Kids Corner, is Granny in trouble?
They're here. They've come to capture Granny Gecko for being the blue pearl.
What?
Yeah, and get the reward for bringing her in dead or alive.
Okay, stop. Who's here?
The guys in black.
What?
One stopped by my house looking for Granny.
There are black cars all over town.
I don't even think that guy up there is giving traffic reports.
All right, okay, let's go back to the farm and protect Granny Gecko.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Put this last little mirror in here like this.
And then screw in the eyepiece like so.
And voila! We're finished!
Wowie kazowie, Liz. I think there's an A+ in our future.
You know it.
Hey, guys, what you working on?
Hey, Scooter. We're building a periscope.
A periscope?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, a long box with a mirror on each end so you can see around corners or over walls.
Oh, yeah. I know what a periscope is. Why are you making one? Do you plan to spy on somebody?
No, we just plan to ace our history report.
Yeah, it's about the Blue Pearl.
Yeah.
Who or what is the Blue Pearl?
Oh, come on. Only the most famous lady spy during the Snake Wars.
Yeah.
She would have used a periscope like this when she slipped behind enemy lines to gather information.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. But you didn't have to make a periscope.
We didn't.
What?
Why not?
Yeah.
Because there's a whole bunch of them in Granny Gecko's basement.
What?
Since my family moved into Granny's farm, I found a lot of old stuff like that.
Oh, dude, are your parents having any luck finding new jobs?
Mom's now working in a store downtown. Dad's still looking. Granny's been a big help, though.
Well, that's
good.
Hold
on a minute.
What?
Why would Granny Gecko have old periscopes in her basement?
That's a good question.
Beats me. But there's all kinds of rooms there, and some have lots of stuff in them.
Hey, Maury, maybe we ought to check it out.
Yeah, can't hurt. Let's go!
All right!
Wait for me!
The season of Lent is around the corner. During Lent, many Christians dedicate time to prayer, fasting, and growing closer to God. As you journey towards Easter, Lent is a wonderful opportunity for families to spend time together in God's Word. Kids Corner has developed a series of Lent family devotions to help you and your family share your faith in fun and meaningful ways. Each weekly devotion includes Bible verses you can read aloud, questions to talk about as a family, suggestions to help you pray, and a fun family challenge activity. Come together as a family and discover the deep meaning of the Lenten season by downloading the Kids Corner Lent Family Devotions. Available now at kidscorner.net.
Hey kids, Easter is coming soon. And do you know the story of Easter and what Jesus did for you? This month's giveaway is a craft that helps you retell the Easter story to friends and family. Just go to kidscorner.net and click on the Activities button to download the KC Popsicle Puppets Easter Story. Color each character, then cut each one out and glue them to popsicle sticks. Print out the background to prepare your stage so that you can put on a show and perform the Easter story. We've even provided a script for you to use to help you tell the story. And when you're done, explore the Miracle of Easter episode, now available to listen to or download at kidscorner.net. The KC Popsicle Puppet Easter Story, a great craft and a great way to share God's big story in this Easter season.
Whoa, these periscopes are so cool.
Yeah.
They look like they're old enough to have been used during the Snake Wars.
Kind of makes our periscope look pretty lame, huh, Liz?
Well, come on, I wouldn't say lame. Ours is lame, yeah.
I'll bet if you asked, Granny Gecko would let you borrow one for your class project.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Hey, Look what's in this room.
What? What is it, Maury?
There's a big old wooden crate.
What?
I can't get the lid off by myself.
Well, Scooter and I will help open it up so we can peek inside.
Well, I don't know if you guys should mess with someone else's stuff.
Oh, wow, that box is huge. Yeah. Come on, Scooter, I'll get this side, you get the other.
Liz, I don't think
Come on, guys, I'm dying to know what's in here.
Oh, you guys. Okay, here.
Wowie,
I have never seen so much money in my life.
Granny Gecko is rich?
Yeah. Wait, maybe no. Huh? This looks like it's some kind of old foreign money. I don't think it's worth anything anymore.
Well, it was once, and Granny has a boatload of it.
Seriously.
And look at all these little books.
Yeah, they look like passports.
They are.
Huh.
Hey, everyone has the same picture, but with a different name on it. Cynthia Gambelia, Myrna Varanus, Uma Scholaris.
Huh.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, and look, underneath the money, old army uniforms.
Wow.
Coats, hats, boots, and pots and pans.
Hey, wait a second. Do you know what this means?
No.
Granny Gecko is really into collecting strange old stuff.
Well, maybe, but what I'm thinking is that our school history project just went from an A+ to an A++++. I mean, come on, wait till the teacher sees this stuff.
Yeah, wait.
What?
We're just gonna grab this stuff and take it with us?
Well, come on, who's gonna know? We'll put it right back when we're done.
Scooter?
Oh, no.
Is that you down there?
Oh, no.
Honey, who's with you?
It's Granny.
Okay,
get this stuff back in the box before she comes down here.
Come on, get that.
Oh, the lid. Help me get the lid.
Straighten it up. Just way more. Hurry.
Almost there. Got it. Okay, let's get out of this room.
Close the door. Quick.
Do it quietly.
Yeah.
Scooter, where are you? Oh, hello, Liz.
Hi.
Hello, Maury.
Hi, Granny.
What are you doing in here?
Why would we be doing anything?
And why would we be doing it here instead of somewhere else?
If we were doing anything, that
which
is.
We aren't.
Here.
Or anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
All right. I was not born yesterday. What are you up to?
We just came over to hang out with Scooter.
Right.
Yeah, and talk about their school history report about the Blue Pearl.
Blue Pearl, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the top secret lady spy during the Snake Wars?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm familiar with the Blue Pearl. You wouldn't have been snooping around in my old footlocker now, would you?
Us? Snooping around?
Why would we do that, Granny?
Yeah, what makes you think we were snooping around?
Oh, call it a hunch.
Oh.
Or call it that piece of old money stuck on Maury's shoe.
Nerds.
Maury.
You know, 1 Peter 2, verse 17 says to show respect to everyone. It's not very respectful to go through someone else's things. Now, don't you think?
I guess not.
Hmm.
But, Granny, I gotta know.
What?
Why do you have all that old money?
Yeah, and uniforms.
And old pots and pans.
Yeah.
Some things from the past are better left in the past.
Oh.
Those things shouldn't concern you. Today is such a nice day. Don't you think it would be better spent outside than in an old basement?
All right, Granny, we got the point. We'll leave now.
Sorry to have gone through your things down here.
Bye, Granny.
Bye.
Well, I guess we're finished here.
That was some strange stuff we found, though.
Not as strange as that old radio tower over at the edge of the cornfield out back.
Wait, a radio tower? Well, something else to check out, right, Maury?
I guess so.
Oh, come on.
But Granny just asked us not to snoop around her stuff.
Yeah, well, that was in her basement. The radio tower's out in plain sight.
You got a point there.
I thought so.
Do you think it may have something to do with all the stuff down in Granny's basement?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Let's go!
Wait a second. Before we go check out the radio tower, let's stop by my place. I have something I want to bring with us.
Liz, what is that thing?
Oh, it's a cable locator. My dad bought it when we were doing some digging in our yard last summer. It shows where buried cables are located.
Huh. So, why do we want that?
Well, we can use it to follow any underground cables that lead away from the tower. It might give us a clue as to who put it up there.
Always thinking ahead, Liz.
Thank you.
Okay, the tower's over there.
Wow. Yeah, looks like it hasn't been used in years.
Seriously?
What with all those vines and weeds covering it up.
Oh, wait. I'm getting a signal.
What is it?
There's a buried cable right here underneath us.
Way to go, Liz.
Yeah. What do we do now?
Well, we walk away from the tower and we follow the signal. Come on. Well, the signal stops here.
There's nothing here but this old rundown chicken coop.
Why did the chickens have a radio tower?
To cluck to the other side?
Good one, Maury. Well, this looks like a dead end, Liz.
Well, maybe there's more than meets the eye. Come on, let's take a look inside. Whoa!
There's certainly more dust and cobwebs in here than meets the eye.
Oh.
And nose!
Maury, are you okay?
Wow. Yeah, I guess. I tripped on something.
Hey, that looks like a handle. Here, come here. Let's clear the floor around it.
Whoa, look. Trap door.
Wow.
Huh. Those chickens were tricky birds.
Yeah, Maury, I don't think this actually had anything to do with the chickens.
Huh?
Come on, guys. Help me open this door.
It looks like some kind of secret passageway.
Oh, cool!
A dark secret passageway.
Hey, not to worry. I also brought this.
Ha ha, flashlight.
Wow, you thought of everything.
Well, you never know what you're gonna need. Come on, let's check this out. Follow me!
Whoa, what is this place?
Oh, cool. Look at all this equipment. It looks like it might be an old radio room.
A little different than WLZR, right, Liz?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I wonder what this old switch does.
Maury, don't touch... Oh, well.
Wow. I guess we don't need that flashlight anymore.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Look at this old photo over here.
Whoa, it's the lady in the passport pictures. The ones with all the different names.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. You know, now that I see it bigger, it kind of looks like Granny Gecko.
Really?
I mean, if you darken her hair and ignore her wrinkles anyway.
Oh, maybe.
Look at all these funny messages scribbled in this book on the table. The dinner is in the bedroom. The minister's hat is on fire. Aloysius has a long mustache.
Hey, wait a second. If there are lights on, that means there's electricity down here.
Hey, do you think this old radio stuff might still work?
Hey, it might. Well, there's only one way to find out.
Whoa, this is so much fun. Just like in the movies.
Oh, cool.
Hey, can I read some of the messages into the microphone?
Be my guest.
Good afternoon, world. And now, a few messages from our friends. The cold rain falls upon the dusty road. The fireman's boot has a hole in it. The tall pine tree waves in the...
Frequency 1945, do you read? Over.
What's going on?
Frequency 19045, identify yourself.
We really are on the air.
And someone's listening.
19045, is this the Blue Pearl? Repeat, Blue Pearl, confirm, over.
Okay, let's shut this down and get out of here. Come on, quick.
Okay, after me.
Hey, guys, wait for me. Who would be listening to this radio station's frequency? And why would he ask for the Blue Pearl? Who is this Blue Pearl anyway?
Nobody knows.
Yeah, she sneaked into enemy camps to find out where the troops were located and how many there were, and then sent coded radio messages to relay the information back to the Lizard Army.
Yeah, she was fearless.
Yeah, not only that, but she also supplied food to our troops and even mended uniforms and boots when she wasn't out on dangerous missions.
Just like the uniforms we found in the old box in Granny Gecko's basement.
Yeah.
Yep.
And all those pots and pans I found.
Uh-huh.
There were enough there to feed an army.
Wait a minute. You don't suppose that Granny Gecko...
Hey.
That Granny Gecko was the Blue Pearl? That's crazy.
Crazy like this radio station on her property and the old passports with their pictures and a box of money?
Well, the passports and the money would have helped her get past enemy lines.
Uh-huh.
You guys think for a minute, Granny Gecko a spy?
Wow.
The same kindly old lady who bakes us chocolate chip cookies?
Wow.
You gotta admit, it would be the perfect cover.
Yeah.
According to my research, during the war, her enemies put $1 million reward out for the Blue Pearl's capture.
Wow.
Dead or alive. That's why she disappeared after the war. Huh. I wonder if the bounty's still in effect.
Okay, if Granny Gecko turns out to have been the Blue Pearl, this is going to be huge. We need to figure out a way to confirm this. Let's meet up tomorrow and come up with a plan.
Yes, I will. If I hear anything else, I'll let you know. Goodbye.
Who was that, Mom?
Oh, someone was asking if I knew any older women named Cynthia Gambelia or Mirna Varanas or a lot of other names I've never even heard of. He was wearing a dark coat and dark glasses.
Uh-oh.
Maury, is something the matter?
No. I think I'll head over to Liz's house to check on how our history report is coming along.
All right. Just be back in time for lunch, dear.
Okay. I will, Mom. Bye. I knew it. Whoever was listening to that old radio frequency was trying to find the blue granny. I mean, the gecko pearl. I gotta tell Liz.
Hey, Maury, wait up.
Hi, Scooter. I was just heading over to see Liz. Strange stuff is happening today.
I'll say. I've seen like a dozen big black cars sitting at street corners all over town. All the guys inside are wearing dark coats and glasses.
And one even stopped at my house to ask about the names in those passports in Granny's basement.
Whoa. Do you think they're double agents out to capture Granny for that $1 million reward?
We can't take any chances. No!
What's wrong, Maury?
According to my research, those black helicopters are used for military-style extractions.
Oh, no, extractions?
Yeah, that's when they go out to find somebody and capture them.
Oh, we've done it now.
Oh, Granny Gecko's in danger. Let's get to Liz's house fast.
What in the world are you guys doing?
They're here. They've come to capture Granny Gecko for being the Blue Pearl.
What?
Yeah, and get the reward for bringing her in dead or alive.
Okay, stop. Who's here?
The guys in black.
What?
One stopped by my house looking for Granny.
There are black cars all over town.
And I don't even think that guy up there is giving traffic reports.
All right, okay, let's go back to the farm and protect Granny Gecko.
Did I miss the memo about it being National Scare the Pants Off an Old Lady Day?
Granny, can we come in?
Yeah.
Well, I...
Oh, thanks. Don't mind if we do.
Coming through.
Come in.
Yeah, okay, move that over there.
I don't mean to be forward, but why are you closing all my drapes?
Well, you know what they say about getting too much sun.
Yeah, bad for your future. Yeah. I mean, your skin.
For your skin,
but
yes.
It is cloudy today.
Well.
Can't be too careful. There's a lot of stuff out there that can get you dead or alive.
Scooter! Granny, you know, you look really, really tired.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you really, really,
really
do.
Really, really.
Maybe it's time you took a long, long vacation.
Long way.
Far away from
far.
Real far.
Real far. Go away.
Or maybe you should go and visit a sick friend somewhere not in Turin.
Right,
but
not
none
Turin.
Of my friends are sick.
Then you should stay with them until they are.
I think that's a good plan.
What is going on out there?
I don't hear anything. Do you guys?
I don't hear a helicopter.
I don't hear anyone telling us to get out of the house either.
All right. This has gone on long enough. I'm going to find out what's going on.
No, Granny!
Oh, Granny, you don't want to know.
No.
All right. You have some explaining to do.
We found your radio room.
You did.
And turned on the equipment.
What?
And broadcast the message in the little black book.
Oh, my.
And now, this happens.
For crying out loud. I'll put a stop to all this silliness real quick.
No. Silliness? Granny,
19452 control.
Oh, no.
19452. Copy?
Wait.
Why is Granny talking into a toaster?
I don't know.
19452, this is control. Over.
I don't know, but it's answering back.
Seriously?
Land the chopper. 19452, out. I sincerely hope all of you have learned something about getting into other folks'
Granny.
Business. I would have much preferred to avoid all this fuss.
Granny, we are so sorry. We shouldn't have done this.
You're not going out there, are you?
Of course
no,
I am.
No, you can't.
We better go with her.
Okay.
Right behind you.
All right. Oh, thanks.
Cynthia Gambelia, Mirna Varanus, Uma Scolaris, Gertrude Gecko.
Yes, I am all of those persons.
Granny, don't tell them.
Well, we have secured the package. Over.
What does that mean?
All units fall back. Package is secured.
Package? Where's the package?
I presume I am the package.
Oh.
After all, I am, or was, the Blue Pearl.
No, don't you dare do anything to hurt the Blue...
Yeah.
Granny Gecko Pearl.
Oh, yeah.
Hurt her.
Yeah?
No. The Blue Pearl is a war hero, son.
Wait, what?
She's gonna receive a long overdue Medal of Honor.
Wowie-kazowie.
Oh, yes.
Man, this helicopter over here will take you to Air Base Alpha, and you will meet the commanding general, who will present your medal.
That is so cool!
I bet you're excited about getting your hero's medal.
Well, come on, how could she not be?
Oh, I am, I suppose.
That's so awesome.
But it would have been nicer if things were kept nice and quiet. Yeah, it was enough for me that I did a job that needed to be done a long time ago, and that was that. Have you all learned anything about looking into other folks' business?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. Next time we get really curious about something,
yes,
we'll ask permission before we do anything that might get us or somebody else into trouble.
Yeah.
Well, good. That would be the best way to live out 1 Peter 2, verse 17.
Ma'am, please step this way.
I guess I'm going for a little ride.
Wow.
See you later.
Bye, Granny.
Oh, and Liz, or Scooter.
Yeah?
Remember what you learned.
All right, Granny. Oh, wow. We just solved a 50-year-old mystery.
Yeah, and we're headed for an A++++ on our history report.
Seriously.
But there is still one thing I'm wondering.
What's that, boy?
How is it that Granny is standing and holding on the side of the helicopter like that?
No way!
Whoa, Granny!
You are awesome! Wow.
So on all that I do, it's not just because they are bigger than me. It's something God gave them called authority. I'm paying my rents and lots more respect. Yeah, I'm giving them more of the due. They're put here by God, so don't think it's out when I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm paying my rents. The rents pay the bills. The rents fuss and worry when I've got my ills. This stuff is all good, this stuff is okay. But that's not the reason why I should obey. I'm paying my rents and a lot more respect. Yeah, I'm giving them more of the due. They're put here by God, so don't think it's out when I tell you what I'm gonna do. Paying my rents, gonna show my respect, gonna heed their commands, because God gave them the upper hand. Gonna pay more attention, gonna be polite. God says that it's good and it is right. Oh,
yeah. Hey, you know what?
Listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Jim Jordan. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.